Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Amen. You may be seated. Thus far in the Easter season, we have heard of our Lord's resurrection. In the Gospel of John on Easter sunrise, and the Gospel of Mark, that Easter chief service of Easter day. Last week, we heard of how kindly our Lord regards us so as to promise the forgiveness of sins through the word of absolution. This week, lest we forget who our risen Lord is, he teaches us that he is the good shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep. Our epistle lesson teaches us this morning that we have all been called to a new life. That's what your baptism means. It says that we were once straying like sheep, because that's what sheep do. Jesus calls us sheep. The devil, the world, and our sinful nature know that about us. And the two ways in which we stray are either in our doctrine or in our life. Either in what we believe, believing wrongly and thus violating the first table of the law, or in how we conduct ourselves in thought, word, or deed, thus violating the second table of God's law. When St. Peter is writing to the Christians that he has in mind, the Spirit gives him the very words to say. He speaks of a people who have been set apart. They are not of the world. He speaks of a people who can abstain from the flesh and its sinful desires, who can endure suffering even at the hands of the rulers that they are also supposed to honor. He writes encouraging proper behavior in this world because this world is not where the people of God have their citizenship. That Christ himself said his kingdom is not of this world, and that Christians, by baptism, are a part of his kingdom. St. Peter then tells us to follow Christ as an example of suffering for doing nothing wrong. He reminds us that Christians do not pay back the wrongs that are committed against us, but that Christians commend themselves to the God who judges justly. He says, you like sheep have gone astray. In your life, in your conduct, do you act as one who has been set apart from the world? Do you abstain from the sins of the flesh and their sinful desires? Do you abstain from all those more internal jealousies and offenses that cause you to seek out vengeance or punishments for slights committed against you? Where is your primary citizenship? When suffering comes at the hands of others, do you embrace it, following after Christ, or do you seek to end it by any means necessary? That he suffered for being innocent. But I can tell you that we do not suffer for our innocence. It is only by God's mercy that we do not suffer more than we do. But yet, even in such cases where you suffer for something you did not do, we fail to hand our just cause to God, preferring instead all too often to have the matter settled in our own opinions, by gathering allies against our enemies, in our own courts, in our own plans. This is not good. Behavior like this is the very stuff that is rebuked as going astray by St. Peter. He says, in fact, that that's the old you, not the you that has been baptized, not the Christian, not the one who has been called to die to sin and live to righteousness. That Christ has bore your sins in his body on the tree. The good shepherd has laid down his life for the sheep, and sinful conduct does not honor him or his sacrifice on your behalf. So St. Peter says, by his wounds you have been healed. Contrary to what some false teachers might teach, this is not some magic incantation meant to take away all illness. It is a statement of how the strain affects you, that you have been wounded, that sin hurts you, that sin hurts others, and that St. Peter then says that you have been healed by Christ's work, not your own. That Peter says you were strained, and that's supposed to be in the past. You were doing that. But then he adds, but now you have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. Or better put, now you have been returned, or you have been brought back to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. Thus Christ says in our gospel lesson today that he is the good shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep. That's what St. Peter is saying. That Christ's suffering, his death, and his resurrection was for sheep who were straying. That he suffered and was executed, but yet was innocent of any charge of sin. That he did not have any need for mercy because he had done nothing wrong. And yet for your sake, for sheep who love to wander's sake, he endured your sins being put on him, that he would bear them in his wounds on the tree. That you would have a new calling, a new life, and be returned to him as the shepherd and overseer of your soul. That Good Friday reminds us of this. Easter Sunday declares the victory of this. That last Sunday taught us that Christ commands forgiveness to be given in his church, that is the one singular business of the church, the forgiveness of sins. That the office of the ministry is Christ's own institution, and it is one of service to serve the sheep on behalf of Christ. How is it that you are returned to the shepherd and bishop of your souls? Through the work of Christ, ongoing by his Holy Spirit through the church, through the Word, as it goes out seeking sheep to care for, sheep that had been straying and even more were scattered. That's the word that Jesus and Ezekiel use, scattered. That not only is there a selfish want to stray from God, but there's also forces outside of us that drive us from him. There is no doubt that being a sheep will cause wolves to come, the chief of which being the devil, but also the wolves in this world. Sometimes they come and they can be spotted a mile off. Sometimes they work their way into the flock and then drive them off. The devil and the world, they hate Christ, and thus they hate the sheep that hear his voice. But then there are the hirelings that Jesus speaks about, the hirelings which Ezekiel declares are those fake shepherds who fleece the sheep, who eat and devour them for their own selfish reasons, who do not stand and defend the flock when the wolf comes. Sadly, the church still sees these kind of selfish pastors. May God visit them in repentance or restrain their evil. So by straying of their own sinful nature or by scattering based upon the devil and the world all around us, the sheep will find themselves in need of being found and being returned to Christ, to being bound up and taken care of. The shepherd of their souls will need to take care of them. And Christ and Jesus himself has shown himself to be that shepherd, willing to seek out the sheep and gather them back into his flock. That's what he speaks of. When he speaks of, I have other sheep that I must find, and they will listen to my voice, that he will, through his word, through his voice, seek out his flock, through the preaching of the word. This is why he commands repentance and forgiveness of sins to be proclaimed to all lands. that this is the very work of God, of Christ, that has happened to you. That Christ knows you, and you know him. That you are his own. That he has seen where the devil and the world had driven you. He has found you where your sinful nature had taken you, and he's rescued you from those evils that have been inflicted upon your body and your soul. That by his wounds and his blood sacrifice, he has covered your sins. And by his voice, his spirit has called you with the gospel. And by that gospel, you have been given faith to trust in Christ, who he is and what he has done. And that he has bound up all your wounds and restored you to a glory that you never earned or destroyed or deserved. This means that you are, as St. Paul calls you, a holy people, a royal priesthood called out from the world, that you have a citizenship that this world, the devil, and even your sinful flesh cannot touch, and that you have living sacrifices to make in this life by loving your neighbor, that you have been gathered into this flock, that you are safe and secure in the holy ark of Christ's church, and you can sing songs like, "Do not fear, O little flock," because Christ has bore his arm to protect you. That through Christ's work, you have been returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. His voice is known in the scriptures, and it goes out through faithful preaching and teaching. His care is known through the proper administration of the sacraments, that you would be his own and be taken care of and bound up any time you stray or any time the world or the devil would scatter you. The word is your pasture, and by faithfully receiving it, Christ feeds you himself. The very Christ who bore your sins in his body on the tree has appointed you to die to sin and to live to righteousness. In the name of Jesus, amen.